You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Now, don't go away, folks. Tonight, I hope you're going to learn an awful lot. It's very important that you stay by your radios and you listen to every single word, including the musical selections. There's a lesson here to be learned, and I hope everybody learns it. For Jeffrey, down in New Orleans. I think I pronounced that right, didn't I, Jeff? Book on tape, Behold a Pale Horse, on tape for the blind at the Philadelphia Regional Library. That's the Philadelphia Regional Library. Ask for Richard Rydell. The number is area code 215. That's area code 215-925-3213. That's 215-925-3213. And, of course, I guess that's for not just Jeffrey, but anybody, any of our listeners who are, as the political correct would pronounce it or say it, visually challenged. Those of us who know the truth, including Jeffrey, though, for the blind. Okay, there will be the Greater Ohio Town Meeting and the First Ohio Constitution Party Meeting on Saturday, February the 18th. That's the Greater Ohio Town Meeting and the First Ohio Constitution Party Meeting on Saturday, February the 18th at 6 p.m. at the Comfort Inn, Route 161 and 71. That's the Comfort Inn. On February the 18th, 6 p.m., at the Comfort Inn, Route 161 and 71. Anyone interested in becoming active in the Constitution Party or just wants to show up to hear what it's all about should attend that meeting. Topics will include, but not be limited to, the Constitution Party platform, establishing state ballot status, current legislation, etc. Donations will be accepted at the door to cover the cost of the hall. If you'd like to speak to the coordinator of the Greater Ohio Town Meeting, his name is Bill Elwood. That's Bill Elwood. And you may contact him at area code 614-761-9717. That's 614-761-9717. There will be a Constitution Party meeting in Washington State. It will be tomorrow night, February the 8th at 7 p.m. February the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Federal Way Regional Library at 24200 First Way South. That's in Washington State. The first meeting of the Constitution Party tomorrow night, February the 8th at 7 p.m. at the Federal Way Regional Library. At 24200 First Way South. The number to call for information is area code 206-248-2839. That's 206-248-2839. Also, tomorrow night I'll be giving you some changes in the leadership of the Constitution Party. Actually, not changes, just a little bit of restructuring so that the workload will be spread out amongst more people. And Aaron and I will have a little bit more time to conduct the business and travel and do the things that we need to do to make this work. Also, the first meeting of the Michigan Constitution Party, the first meeting of the Michigan Constitution Party will take place Saturday, February the 18th at 2 p.m. That's Saturday, February the 18th at 2 p.m. at the John Coon headquarters at 549 East Marshall. That's 549 East Marshall. That's the northwest corner of Hilton and Marshall between 8 and 9 mile roads. If you'd like more info, call area code 810-673-2693. That's 810-673-2693. Oh boy, you guys think we're kidding. We're taking off. We'll leave you behind if you don't get on board, and I'm not joking at all. We are serious. I just spent several days in Kansas City with some of the most brilliant minds in the constitutionist movement in this country. Some of the greatest thinkers and proponents of liberty for all people. And we're going to make this work. In fact, you're not going to believe some of the things that are happening. Better start planning for a march on Washington in August. I can tell you that right now. Better start planning for a nationwide political convention in September of this year. Start planning now. Start saving your money if you want to be a part of taking this country back and restoring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as the supreme law of this land. Right now in the United States Senate is a bill, S3. It's titled the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Improvement Act of 1995. One of the improvements also allows warrantless searches, thereby making the exclusionary rule in the Fourth Amendment obsolete. Another bill is H.R. 666, which is being debated as we speak on C-SPAN. It was in debate all day long. Same thing. Exact same thing. Effectively removes the Fourth Amendment from the Bill of Rights by allowing the federal law enforcement agents to engage in warrantless searches, allow anything obtained during those searches to be used as evidence against whoever they want to charge in court. So you better start calling now. S3, that's in the Senate, and H.R. 666 is in the House of Representatives. So, folks, get busy. Oh, and by the way, lest you are still laboring under the misconception that the Republicans have performed a revolution and are fighting on our side, these bills were introduced by, as far as we can tell so far, if I'm wrong, let me know and I'll correct it on the air. As far as we can tell, these are Republican bills. What do you think about that, bro? And this was in the New York Times Friday, April the, looks like 15th, 1994, and we got several of these. People are doing their research, and I love it. April 15th, 1994, New York Times, Friday. And here's what it says. 1944, Bretton Woods, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. 1945, San Francisco, the United Nations. 1994, Marrakesh and the World Trade Organization. History knows where it's going. It's in Morocco that 124 countries are signing the GATT agreement. For the first time, a treaty that will do much to shape the world's future will bear the name of Marrakesh, a city at once Arab and African. The final act of the Uruguay round, marking the conclusion of the most ambitious trade negotiation of our century, will give birth, in Morocco, to the World Trade Organization, the third pillar of the new world order. Yes, folks, you heard it right. You see, this ad was published, or placed actually, by the government of Morocco. They know what's going on. The third pillar of the new world order, along with the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund. The fact that this treaty, surely one of the most important in the history of nations, is signed in Marrakesh, testifies to the esteem and trust in which the international community holds Morocco. Today, as yesterday, it is in Morocco that the hopes and ambitions of the nations of the North and South converge, None was as qualified as Morocco to be at the crossroads of opportunity and hope. You better wake up. Oh, you better wake up. And you better subscribe right now to the Intelligence Analyst. $50 a year, it's bi-monthly. You should see what these young people are doing. They have laid out the paper already. It is beautiful. We are now filling it with copy. It will be out before our deadline, and it's going to knock you flat on your little behinds. $50 a year. If you would like to order your subscription, send your $50 to the Intelligence Analyst, Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Make your checks or money orders out to the Intelligence Analyst and send them right along. And yes, we will take cash or anything else that is negotiable. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I want you to write this down. Editor, the Arizona Republic. Editor, the Arizona Republic. 120 East Van Buren Street. That's 120 East Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004. 85004. We have to start replying to these things, so start now. That's editor, or letters to the editor would be more like it. Let's see if they'll even print any. Let's see which ones they will print. Letters to the editor, the Arizona Republic, 120, that's 120 East Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004. That's 120 East Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004. Address your letters to the editor. If you would like to call, and I suggest that you do, in fact, I suggest you write a letter, you call, and you fax. The telephone number is 602-271-8640. That's 602-271-8640. The fax number, and you should also fax, 602-271-8044. That's 602-271-8044. Tell them what you think about their lives. Tell them the truth about what's happening in this country and what we're a part of. Tell them what you want to tell. Whatever you honestly feel, tell them. And send your letters to Letters to the Editor, the Arizona Republic, 120 East Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004. Call 602-271-8640. If you didn't get it fast enough, call the Arizona Information Operator. They'll be happy to give it to you. Fax 602-271-8044. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Got a hot one.
The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come. Step forward, man. You tear the company for a heart, do you? You clinking, clanking, clattering collection of belligerent junk! Hey! And you, careful, as if hungry to ask for a break, you billowing bale of bogey fodder!
Yes, Your Honor, I mean Your Excellency, Your Wizardry.
Enough! And you, lion!
Oh,
of granting your request.
What did he say? What did he say?
First, you must prove yourselves worthy by performing a very small task. Bring me the broom to pick up the wind from the west.
But if we do that, we'd have to kill it again.
Bring me her broomstick, and I'll grant your request. Now go.
But what if she kills us first?
I am home!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm way off base on all this stuff, you're going to find out tonight that I'm right on target. I'm going to finish up the article in the Arizona ragtag Republic tabloid, whatever you call it. It's no newspaper, I can guarantee you that. I continue. Cooper, wait a minute. As strange as much of this seems, the core of the Patriot message has aroused thousands nationwide. Wrong again. Try millions nationwide. Millions, literally, all over the nation. Cooper 51 fields calls on his talk show from fans in Long Island, suburbs, and Texas prairies. The broadcast is carried by Worldwide Christian Radio out of Nashville, Tennessee, which receives it via phone from St. John's. Well, wrong again, but I'm not going to tell you how they receive it. He says he has millions of listeners worldwide and has received letters from Canada, Russia, South Africa, and Norway, and yes, and many, many other foreign countries, as well as every state in the Union in the thousands every week. A block down the street from the storefront housing his home-built studio, clerks at a Circle K look puzzled at the mention of Cooper's name. That's because everybody in this town's on a first-name basis, folks. The town is more familiar with Cooper's friend, Tim Lesperance, who owns a GI surplus store next door to Cooper's unmarked base, as well as a local cafe sporting John Wayne in cardboard and a box of Spotted Owl Helper. That's right. Picking on Tim. Unbelievable. Picking on poor Tim, and all he ever did was give you good information. And Cooper's unmarked base. Unmarked base? Folks, I've given out the address of the research center on the air that goes out worldwide on many different occasions. 165 East Commercial Street. What's your name? Fiske? You should listen a little more closely. Nothing unmarked about this place. The whole world knows where we're at. And John Wayne is a great American hero, in case you haven't heard. We love him. Lesperance fills in occasionally on Cooper's radio show with tips on survival techniques in case the enemy stages a takeover. I don't think Tim ever said anything like that. I'm a crazy radical, Lesperance says, of neighbors' views of him. But in the last 5 years, a lot of people have come to me and said, what am I going to do? And that's true. People are waking up. All over the place, including right here in St. John's, Arizona. Besides his show, Cooper travels to give speeches, is collecting a Patriot library in his studio. That's wrong. It is a library. Has very little back there that even suggests patriotism. In fact, I have more books on socialism and Freemasonry and the scumbag phony religion that you practice behind your closed lodge doors than you will ever find on patriotism. It's a library where we study what's happening in the world and in this country today. And most of it is the works that you would probably have in your library, David Fiske. Or Frisky. Is that what's wrong, David? You're a little frisky and nothing's happening at home? Is that it? And he goes on. Picking on Tim. Boy, you've sunk to the lowest level I can think of, picking on Tim. Probably one of the most decent, honest people I've ever known in my life. Besides his show, Cooper travels to give speeches, is collecting a patriot library in his studio, and is helping form a political party. Well, again, I told you about the library. The library is not in my studio. The studio would be more aptly to be said a small little corner of this entire huge building. And I'm not helping to form a political party. I'm one of the founding members of one of the fastest growing parties ever to be formed in this nation, the Constitution Party. He goes on, to join his intelligence service, one must pay an annual fee and recite an oath before a notary public. Then one is posted to a local intelligence chief for gathering information to aid the militia cause. That's correct, but it's not just the militia cause, it's the cause of all Americans everywhere, to help them know what's happening and to wake them up. Yes, absolutely, and I will continue. Like some other patriot leaders, Cooper refuses to get a driver's license or pay federal income taxes, saying he's willing to risk getting ticketed and has found a legal way to avoid the taxes. That is a barefaced lie. I didn't say anything like that. I said I pay all legal and lawful taxes that I am required to pay. And I have never said I refuse to get a driver's license. If you will prove to me that I'm a driver engaged in operating a motor vehicle for the purposes of commercial gain, then I'll go get a driver's license. There's a lot of people in this country who don't have driver's license, many of them because they don't drive. Did you ever think of that, David Fiske? Or is it Frisky? That damn the government streak has alarmed officials who fear that an encounter with some militia members could erupt into violence. Last year, a Jolton, Tennessee man, and look at this, guilt by association. One man in the whole country does something, and he blames everybody. But this man was not even a part of the militia, has nothing to do with the militia. Listen to this. Last year, a Jolton, Tennessee man, anticipating armed battle with a one-world government, amassed an arsenal in his house for the war. When local police pulled him over for drunken driving in November, he pulled a pistol and wounded two officers before one shot him dead. Number one, the man is not connected with the militia in any way. This assertion that he was anticipating an armed battle with the one-world government is a lie. I've already checked on this. You see, I called back to Tennessee, and I checked on every assertion here. It's a lie. He didn't amass an arsenal in his house. He's like a lot of hunters and gun collectors in this country. There is no law that says you cannot have as many rifles or weapons or shotguns, or that you cannot have a gun collection anywhere. You see, David Fiske has done it again, lied. When local police pulled him over for drunken driving in November, he pulled a pistol and wounded two officers before one shot him dead. Number one, it's never been proven that he was drunk. This is an assertion by the officers. There is no medical evidence. The autopsy did not show that the man was drunk. And number two, ladies and gentlemen, nobody knows what happened that caused this shootout. Were the officers doing what some officers are doing across the country, illegally searching and seizing? Was this man just sticking up for his protected rights guaranteed him under the Constitution? And was he the one who was murdered? Those are the things that concern us. He goes on, in Mississippi, a militia group obtained the names and home addresses of all federal officers based in the state, prompting U.S. agencies to post a nationwide alert. And I suggest you do that everywhere. Do it everywhere. It is our responsibility to make sure that these people who are operating under the color of law and destroying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights stop it. And one of the best ways I know of is to make sure that everybody knows who they are. He says most militia recruits are regular folks and have no taste for violence. However, militia leaders say, still, I think we can get too paranoid, said Mike Lackey, who lives near Snowflake and supports the militia. People, they got armed, they're all excited. They almost want it to happen so bad that they create it. Now, that's a lie because nobody has created it, yet here he's saying that they create it. It's a lie. It's probably a misquote, and we'll find out from Mike Lackey. I will contact him over in Snowflake and find out if he really said this. And if he didn't, we'll bring him on the air to tell you the truth about what he said so that you can see how these people twist things. The menace posed by militia groups is not only that a violent confrontation with authorities could ensue, but that it could trigger a chain reaction across the nation, civil rights advocates say. Who are the civil rights advocates? The Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Both of them have nothing to do with civil rights whatsoever. And he goes on, you have a private army functioning out there according to their own view of the law, said Mike Reynolds, editor of the Alabama-based Southern Poverty Law Center's intelligence report, which monitors such groups. Another lie. They don't monitor anything. They create propaganda for the ADL, the B'nai B'rith, and the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, and they publish it in their phony intelligence report. And he continues, they want to move forward in an aggressive paramilitary manner. It's not a question of it, it's going to occur, it's when and where it will be. If that's your attitude, then that's exactly what will happen, because it will be you that creates it with that kind of attitude. The ADL was heavily involved in Waco and Ruby Creek. Don't ever forget that, folks. We don't know the extent of the Southern Poverty Law Center's involvement with Waco and Ruby Creek, but I bet you they were. We are not paramilitary. The militia is military, formed according to the law, under the law. And there's not a damn thing that you or anybody else can do about it, Mr. David Fiske, or Frisky, or Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL, or B'nai B'rith, or the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, or Janet Reno, or any other of you who are trying to destroy this nation. You won't get away with it, because we're not going to let you. But it will be you who starts it, not us. And I can guarantee you, if you ever try another Waco, it'll be the last thing you ever contemplate. There will be no more Wacos. That's not me speaking. That's the whole of the people who love this country and who understand what Waco was really all about. And I know, because I'm in contact with every one of them. Don't go away, folks. We've got some more interesting enlightenment for you.
Wicked witch. Sarge, isn't that awful place?
Oh, I hate to think of her in there. We've got to get her out.
Don't cry now. We haven't got the oil can with us, and we've been squeaking enough as it is. Who's there? I've got a plan how to get in there.
He's got a plan.
And you're going to lead us.
Yeah. Me?
Yes, you.
I got to get out there.
That's right.
All right. I'll go in there for Dorothy.
Wicked witch or no wicked witch. Gods or no gods, I'll tear them apart. Huh? I may not come out alive, but I'm going in there.
There's only one thing I want you fellows to do.
What's that?
Talk me out of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. I want you to call them tonight and thank them for the hour of the time. For without this broadcast, you might still be listening to the guy that was on 2 hours before, or somebody else that spins you around in circles chasing your tail. This is the only place you're going to hear the truth ever in your life. Any place else you might get bits and pieces, but you'll never put it together. And in between those bits and pieces, you'll be kept busily chasing your own tail. until you get dizzy, fall in a corner, and quit. And that's what a lot of people do, listening to all of that other crap. So call Swiss America Training and thank them for bringing you the hour of the time. Ask them how they can help you prepare for what's coming. And what's coming is not going to be nice. You're beginning to understand now, most of you. Most of you are no longer sheeple. And very few people ever listen to this show who are really scum. Most of you are real people. And now that you're awake, we can begin together, as many of us have been doing for years, to take back this country, restore the constitutionally guaranteed Republican government, restore the creator-endowed rights and the protection of America. So call now 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be so happy when you've taken the burden of that worry off your shoulders. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now.
My
the wicked witch is dead.
Hey, Dorothy, the wicked witch is dead.
Now we can go back to the wizard and tell him the wicked witch is dead.
The wicked witch is dead.
Minneapolis. This is from the St. Petersburg Times, Section A. St. Petersburg Times, Section A. And this is Dateline Minneapolis. The indictment of Malcolm X's daughter on charges of conspiring to kill Minister Louis Farrakhan provoked widespread skepticism on Friday from the Nation of Islam, from blacks nationwide, and from former associates of the government witness in the case. Prosecutors have declined to identify the witness, apparently the person whom the defendant, Kubila Shahbaz, is charged with trying to hire as an assassin. But lawyers close to the defense identified him Friday as Michael Fitzpatrick, 34, a friend of Shahbaz's from their high school years. This friend, the lawyer said, has a history of implicating associates as an informer for the government and should not be believed. At a news conference in Chicago Friday, Farrakhan's chief of staff, Leonard F. Mohammed, said the Nation of Islam leader did not completely believe the government's account laid out in an indictment returned Thursday by a federal grand jury in Minneapolis, Shabazz's new hometown. Regardless of her motive or what she's doing or what she did, she is the smallest part of any effort to destabilize or injure the minister, Louis Farrakhan, he said. Farrakhan's lawyer, Ava Muhammad, said Farrakhan had compassion for the family of Malcolm X, who was assassinated 30 years ago. Shabazz's mother, Dr. Betty Shabazz, has long believed that Farrakhan was behind her husband's murder. Ms. Shabazz, her family, and the entire country have been subjected to a flood of false propaganda in the face of this concerted effort to condemn him. It would be easy for conspirators to entrap this troubled young woman. The man whom government prosecutors say Shabazz hired to kill Farrakhan has lived much of his life in the Federal Witness Protection Program, according to lawyers close to the defense. Court records show that Fitzpatrick, who is white and who associates say once belonged to the Jewish Defense League, another arm of the same bunch of scum, not Jews, was arrested in connection with a bombing at a Soviet bookstore in 1977 when he was 17. He then became a government informer and entered the Witness Protection Program after the attempted bombing in 1978 of an Egyptian government tourist office in New York City by members of the Jewish Defense League. He was identified when as Michael Fitzpatrick and is now known as Michael Summers of suburban Minneapolis. Several former associates said Fitzpatrick liked danger. He is a setup artist who goes from group to group setting people up, Steve Donnell, a former member of the JDL who attended the United Nations International School with Shabazz and Fitzpatrick. He was always suggesting illegal things, Donnell said of Shabazz. He said she was set up, end quote. And now, folks, I take you to something that's absolutely incredible. And it will show you how people are waking up and how people are beginning to come together. This is the publication called The Firearms Sentinel. The Firearms Sentinel. It's a publication for the Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Incorporated. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Incorporated. Now write this down because you should call them and find out how you can get this paper. You need this paper. This is an important paper. It tells the truth. You can write to them at 2872 South Wentworth Avenue. That's 2872 South Wentworth Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53207. That's 53207. That's Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. 2872 South Wentworth Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53207. The phone number is area code 414-769-0760. 414-769-0760. Now, all you people out there have been saying, it's the Jews. Listen to this. Disarmed and Dangerous. This is a full-page article on page 13 in the Firearms Sentinel, published by the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, January 1995. The article is entitled, Disarmed and Dangerous. The Anti-Defamation League Plays the Accomplice Role to Tyranny. Did you hear that? The only thing more dangerous than a tyrannical government is a populace who willingly accept it. This may be the epitaph of the Jews of Poland, Lithuania, the Ukraine, or other nations who willingly accepted their fate masked by fascist lies about relocation for Jews for their own protection during World War II. The fascist propaganda machine during the war effectively sold people of all religions and nations on the good they were doing the world by settling the Jewish problem once and for all. Included in that solution were Gypsies, Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons,
Methodists, Baptists, and a score of other malcontents not willing to bow the knee to the great tyrant and false god, Adolf Hitler. As bad as the great anti-god was, sharing in his tyranny, part and parcel, were those who willingly led their communities, families, and themselves to their extermination. In the Warsaw Ghetto, there were 450,000 Jews surrounded and cut off from the rest of the world. It was not until 410,000 of them had gone willingly to their deaths that the remainder finally began to resist. The most gullible victims of Hitler's propaganda machine had been the Jews of the ghetto themselves. They traded a facade of peace for the discomforts of self-preservation. Jewish communal leaders who sold Hitler's great lie must be held equally responsible for the slaughter and destruction of these gentle souls who only wanted peace, life, and liberty. These little children of God were willing to give up their property, legal status, and to incur every privation for that which all mankind yearns for most, the liberty wherewith God has blessed all mankind to worship according to his own conscience and the chance for the maintenance of his life. To accomplish the great lie, the heinous murder of a people, the grandiose glutton of human life needed to get their cooperation to perform his work of infamy. He had chosen carefully those sympathizers in the Polish government and the city of Warsaw who would betray their fellow countrymen. He then found those Jews who would willingly sell for a price their own flesh and blood with the false illusions of security and safety. To them, it did not matter how many would die, so long as they themselves were safe. Do you hear that, David Fisk? David Fiske? Are you listening closely, you traitor? History repeating itself. In our day, we again see the propaganda masters selling the great lie. Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, said that all it took to tell a lie was to take a little truth, mix it with false information, and repeat it often enough, then people would believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you that over and over and over again for so long, I can't even remember when I started. I continue. Once again, we see a little truth mixed with falsehood being repeated ad nauseum. People become overwhelmed. It is becoming so hard to tell the truth from the lies. One of the chief lies being told today is that a minority people can be protected by the almighty government. All the murders in the world's history of Jews cannot be compared in percentile with the murders committed by government. Yet there exists a pathetic few who seek the same safety in service to the beast of abomination as did the capos of Warsaw Ghetto did. Once again, Jews seeking to be safe have stepped forward and repeated the same worn-out false lies of the fascist propaganda apparatus. Thus, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, comes out with its, quote, armed and dangerous, end quote, report. The report tries to link the militia with anti-Semitism and racism. The real protection to every Jew, Gentile, Black, White, Hispanic, or anyone else in America, or any other nation, is the ability to be armed. It is not the benevolence of the government. Hitler, for all his might, could not have done to 13 million Europeans what he did had the roughly 6 million Jews been armed. Had even one quarter of the 13 million total been armed, 3.25 million, they would have far surpassed all of Hitler's armies on the Eastern Front. Do you understand what you're hearing out there? Do you understand how important this is? Are you beginning to see now how we are divided and pitted against each other so that we can all be enslaved? Poor David Fiske. I really feel sorry for him. He must be black and sticky and stinky inside. If he has a soul, I bet he hasn't been in touch with it for many, many years. I can only feel pain and compassion for him. And I hope that eventually, before history repeats itself, he wakes up. For he, as a reporter, will be one of the first to go. This article continues, and it's a long article. I'm going to read as much as I can before the end of this broadcast. I hope that you all will call and subscribe to it. I don't know if it costs any money or if it's free or what, but if you call, they'll tell you, or if you write, they'll tell you, I'm sure. It continues. When the people are armed and can work with their national government for their own defense, the result is peace. This has been so in America for 200 years, and in Switzerland for nearly 400 years. There is no alternative for peace within a nation or for the defense of a nation. The citizen has to be armed and be prepared to defend the nation. History is absolute. We have no historical example of a nation with a weakly armed and ill-prepared populace which also did not suffer invasion and or insurrection. In opposition to tyranny, some may die. In acquiescence to it, many will die. The choice for the Jews of Europe and the other minorities who died with them was clear from the beginning. However, they could not see it because of the confusing propaganda. The choice, armed opposition or death. As we all know, they chose death. There are many who talk openly of a conspiracy by a group, sometimes named, sometimes unnamed, which is trying to destroy the unity and fabric of America. Certainly, before any such event can be attempted, there must first be a disarming of America. Then, like the Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto, the people cannot defend themselves. Central to this lie is the need for minorities to accept the fallacy that their security rests with a benevolent government. Blacks, Jews, Hispanics, and every other minority have had planted firmly within their midst a mouthpiece for this lie. In the case of the Jewish community, that entity seems to be the Anti-Defamation League. The Anti-Defamation League knows the truth. It chooses to ignore it, in some cases, and manufactures falsehoods in others. By doing so, they spread the lie that minorities are safe in the hands of government. They should teach the people whom they profess to love and support that in the end, a person's liberty, freedom, and safety lie within his own actions and own efforts. It is not up to the government to protect a person or groups or the rights of the people. When a government is set upon a course of discrimination against any person, then the rights of all suffer. The Anti-Defamation League produced a catalog of misinformation that facilitates the agenda of the very people they purport to be against. In their fact-finding report, they went through state by state a list of supposed militia leaders and organizers who are bands of armed right-wing militants, which by implication are against the Jewish people and other minorities. This is actually a fiction. This is actually a fiction that can only come from vivid imagination combined with the hallucinogenic drugs or the purposeful misinformation from a propaganda machine bent upon the destruction of the inalienable and inherent rights of the people. We must soon decide which. They go on, and they tear the report apart piece by piece, showing you by example what the ADL wrote and what the truth really is as the result of their own investigation. And this article was written by Mr. M. Samuel Sherwood. I didn't finish the article, folks. In fact, I barely started it. I'm going to give you the phone number again. I want you to call and get a copy of this, and please do it right away. Area code 414-769-0760. That's 414-769-0760. Good night. No matter what religion you belong to, no matter what color your skin is, you're an American. And God bless you all.
Why have you come back?
Please, sir, we've done what you told us. We brought you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. We melted her.
Oh, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir. So we'd like you to keep your promise, if you please, sir.
Not so fast. Not so fast. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want to go home now.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow. The great Oz has spoken. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
Well, what about the heart that you promised Tin Man? Well, and the courage that you promised Cowardly Lion?
Well, and Scarecrow's brain. Why, anybody can have a brain. That's a very mediocre commodity. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Committeatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
That's Doctor of Thinkology.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can't. As for you, my fine friend, you're a victim of disorganized thinking. You are under the unfortunate delusion that simply because you run away from danger, you have no courage. You're confusing courage with wisdom. Back where I come from, we have men who are called heroes. Once a year, they take their fortitude out of North Falls and parade it down the main street of the city. And they have no more courage than you have. But they have one thing that you haven't got. A medal. Therefore, for meritorious conduct, extraordinary valor, conspicuous bravery against wicked witches, I award you the Triple Cross. You are now a member of the Legion of Courage.
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless.
As for you, my galvanized friend, you want a heart. You don't know how lucky you are not to have one. Hearts will never be practical until they can be made unbreakable.
But I still want one.
Back where I come from, there are men who do nothing all day but good deeds. They are called good deed doers. And their hearts are no bigger than yours. But they have one thing you haven't got, a testimonial. Therefore, in consideration of your kindness, I take pleasure at this time in presenting you with a small token of our esteem and affection. And remember, my sentimental friend, that a heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others.
Oh, it ticks! Look, it ticks!
Boom! Read what my medal says. Courage. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Oh, they're all wonderful.
Hey! What about Dorothy?
Yes, how about Dorothy?
Yeah, Dorothy Mack.
I don't think there's anything in that black bag for me.
Well, you forced me into a cataclysmic decision. The only way to get Dorothy back to Kansas is for me to take her there myself.
Oh, will you? Could you? Oh. Oh, but are you a clever enough wizard to manage it?
Child, you cut me to the quick. I'm an old Kansas man myself, born and bred in the heart of the western wilderness. Premier balloonist, par excellence. And in that balloon, my dear Dorothy, you and I will return to the land of E. Floribus Unum. And now...
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wizard of Oz, straight from Kansas, Mr. Walter Myers, will be our guest tomorrow night. Don't miss the hour of the time.
And technically unexplainable journey into the outer stratosphere. Converse, converse, and otherwise hobnob with my brother wizards. And I hereby decree that until what time, if any, that I return, the Scarecrow, by virtue of his highly superior brain, shall rule in my stead, assisted by the Tin Man, by virtue of his magnificent heart, and the Lion, by virtue of his courage. Obey them as you would me. Thank you.
Oh, Toto, come back! Toto!
Oh, no,
come back!
Stay with us then, Dorothy. We all love you. We don't want you to go.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But this could never be like Kansas. Annie, I must have stopped wondering what happened to me by now. Oh, Scarecrow, what am I going to do?
Look. Here's someone who can help you.
Yes, folks, it's Governor Evan Mecham, and he'll be here with us on Thursday night. Don't miss that hour of the time either. He'll show you how to get home from here.
You've always had the power to go back to Kansas.
I have.
Then why didn't you tell her before?
Because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
Well, I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Annie M. And it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is. Are you ready now?
Yes. Say goodbye, Toto. Yes, I'm ready now.
Then close your eyes and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.